In the Zmiros of Shabbos, Yom Shabboson, we say Uvo Chulam Bivris Yachad Nase V'Nishma Omru Keechad. And they came, all of them, Bivris Yachad, in the covenant together. They said Nase V'Nishma Keechad, as one. Nase V'Nishma, the commitment to Torah, is described as given by the Jewish people together. In fact, the Pasuk says Vayanu Kolam Yachtov. So two of the times it says, and the Jewish people answered together as one, they said Nase V'Nishma. This idea expressed here within this line that we said Nasa V'Nishma as one, of course, would seem to build on the famous Chazal, around which this program is themed, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, that the Jewish people encamped at Har Sinai Kish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one man with one heart. The Ke'echad, the unity of Klal Yisrael, was a prerequisite to our acceptance of the Torah, and not only is it just a nice thing that there was Achdus and so Hashem gave us the Torah, but within Kabbalah HaTorah itself, within the commitment to Torah, we said Nase V'Nishma Ke'echad. We said it as one. We said it with a unity. Bivris Yachad, we connected to Hashem with this covenant together, and we said it Ke'echad, we said it as one with each other. There seems to be a combination and a relationship between the way we connect to each other and have that Ke'echad with each other, with our ability to come together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Maybe an idea reflected as well in the Tefillah of Mincha Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. You are one, and we, Klal Yisrael, we are one, and that somehow enables the connection. But I would like to look at this with you on a little bit of a deeper level, to try to understand what's really the Chibur, what's really the connection, what's really the depth of the connection between the Amru Ke'echad, with the unity, between the unity of Klal Yisrael as it is expressed in Kabbalah HaTorah at Har Sinai, and how that is part and parcel of the Kabbalah HaTorah, how the Ke'echad is part and parcel of the Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a well-known principle or tradition b'fi Chazal, that when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, we were restored to the matzav, the situation of Adam HaRishayin Kaidem HaChet, of Adam HaRishayin before the sin. When we stood at Har Sinai, the Gemara says, for example, towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, Poska Zu HaMosan, it was as if the corruption which came into Klal Yisrael by the Nachash, by the snake, completely left us, it was purged from us. The Jewish people at Har Sinai were sholem, we all heard, everyone saw, everyone heard, everyone was healed and brought back to the immortality, the decree of Misa, which was part and parcel of the consequences of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, was removed from the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. We were completely whole. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about us at Har Sinai that we would be again immortal, like the Ribono Shel Olam, the Tzelem Elohim, to the fullest. Until the Chet HaEgel, until the sin of the golden calf, we were restored to the purity and the perfection of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. In that in itself, one could perhaps cleverly suggest that, well, if we're like Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, Adam HaRishon was mankind, but in the body of one person, was one person that represented all of mankind, Adam and Chava together, they were two parts of one body, V'hayu L'basar Echad. Those two were like one person together. And so if at Mamad Har Sinai we're supposed to get back to Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, we also have to be like one. If we can't be one, we can be like one. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. That could perhaps be a clever connection between the unity of Klal Yisrael and the acceptance of the Torah. But we need something more than clever. We need to try to understand the depth of it, how it impacts on Kabbalah HaTorah, how it really relates. I want to share with you an astounding explanation from the Gaon of Vilna back in the situation of Adam HaRishon's Chet. The Pasuk says that when Adam HaRishon, when Chava was approached by the Nachash, by the snake, and the snake convinced Chava, and then Chava convinced Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, so the snake says, when you eat from it, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes will be open, and you'll be like Elohim, you'll be like God in the knowledge of Tevara. And indeed, the Pasuk says that when they ate from it, v'tipakachna einechem, the eyes of the two of them were opened. All the Rashi, the Rishonim, all under, what does this mean? Then their eyes were opened. They saw something that they didn't see before. So yes, they saw things differently than they had seen them before. But in what way? The Gaon of Vilna says something astounding on that Pasuk. And he says as follows. He says, you know, when people walk around, if you or I walk around in a place where we're completely comfortable, where we're completely secure, if we're walking around in the comfort of our own home, Halavai, Bezos Hashem, secure and comfortable in our homes. So we walk around, we're comfortable, we're secure, we don't look this way and that. We know who's here, we know we can trust everybody who's here. By contrast, if we're walking in a place where it's a dangerous neighborhood, where the people around us, we don't know, we worry about a pickpocket or a shoplifter or whatever it is, something or another. So then we walk around and we're looking, our eyes are open, we have to be very careful. Says the Gaon of Vilna, Kainam she'achlu me'etz hadas holchu l'tumasan, v'lechoshvu al hara she'yochal yes. The Gaon writes in the Aderes Eliyahu that before we ate from the Eitz Hadas, we went with trust. We weren't thinking about this bad thing or that bad thing. We weren't worrying. We went with our eyes closed, like a person who's walking without a care in the world, comfortable, secure. I don't have to look this way. I don't have to look that way. I'm not nervous. I'm not concerned. But when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, writes the Goyim, so now they needed Eina Pekicha. They had to have eyes which were open, which were sharp, which were looking around at everything to make sure that nothing was attacking them, nothing was coming upon them. In other words, what the head of the Eitz Hadas introduced into mankind was something that we call distrust. They started to worry. They started to look. And it makes perfect sense. Because the root of the chet, the way they were tucked into the chet, was because the snake turned to Chava and said, you know, Hashem said you can't have from all the trees of the garden. He gave you, placed you into this beautiful gan, into paradise. But Hashem said, you can't enjoy it. He doesn't want you to have it. And they said, no, Hashem wants us to have it. He just told us not to have from this tree. Because this tree, on the day that we eat from it, we will die. And the Nachash snickered and laughed and said, no, loy maistamus, and it's not that you're going to die. You believed him. That's the tree. Yodea lekim kibiyom achol chamimeno. On the day that you eat from it, then you'll be like him. And Hashem doesn't want you to be his competition. He doesn't want to share with you the ultimate goodness, his ultimate being. He wants that just for himself. So the snake took Chava, who was in the most beautiful, beautiful world, the most beautiful situation which she was placed in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of his goodness and graciousness, so that she could enjoy it. And all Hashem wanted was to tell her, don't do something that will harm yourself. And instead, the snake convinced her that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really didn't want to give her, didn't want to protect her, was withholding from her that which was most dear, most precious, most amazing. The snake planted distrust, that they didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, not only did they distrust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then everywhere they walked, their eyes were open, they looked, they worried. Because the way things work is that the way we relate is the way we relate. Whether it's relating to the Ribbono Shel, whether it's relating to people, the shorish, the root of it all, is usually not outside of ourselves, but inside of ourselves. It's our own midah. It's our own character. An aspect of our own character. And they had now been thrust into a world where there's suspicion about anything which might be presented as goodness. And therefore, there's no trust. There was no trust in Hashem. There was no trust, period. So says the Gaon of Vilna. That was Vatipakachna in Eishneim. With this, we can have an excellent view on what it means when we speak about Matan Torah, bringing us back to the situation of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. Because before the Chet, our eyes didn't have to be open. Before the Chet, we lived in a world of trust. And Matan Torah was a world of trust. The Gemara famously in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Pei Ches, when it speaks about Kabbalas HaTorah, it speaks about Nasa V'Nishma, and the fact that the Jewish people pledged to do without having heard. And it was considered to be an amazing thing, the secret words of the Malachi HaShoris that the angels use. What's the unique quality of Nasa V'Nishma? So the Gemara here identifies that it is absolute trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we didn't have to ask any questions first. The Gemara tells a story. How Tzeduki, there was a Tzeduki, you know the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, they didn't accept the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, because they didn't trust their parents, their teachers, to be giving them over the truth of the Messiah, the truth of the tradition. So there was a Tzeduki who was saw Rava that was learning, who was learning with such intensity that he was actually squeezing his fingers to the point that they were bleeding. And he said, "Ama Paziza, you're part of this nation that acted with such haste. You put your mouths before your ears. You spoke, and you said Nasa that will do before you said Nishma, before you heard. First you should have listened," he says. "Could you do it? Couldn't you do it? If you hear that it's something you can do, then you could have said you'll do it. How did you say yes before hearing? You're a nation that acts with haste." Rava was engaged in Torah deeply, and he made fun of us for our commitment, our seemingly mindless commitment to Torah. And Rava responded, and he said, "You're taking it as an insult. Ananda saginan bishle musak sivban tumas yisharim tanchem. Hanachishi inchi de sagan vali lusak sivu veselef bogdim yashtam." We go with trust. Rashi says, "Hisalachnu imay b'toim lev." We went with Hakadosh Baruch Hu with trust, like loving, trusting people, and we relied v'samachnu lav shleitanenu b'davar shlenu chalamud bo. We trust in Hashem that He wouldn't burden us with something that we couldn't bear. But you go with this trust. The Tzeduki couldn't imagine trusting Hashem. The Tzeduki didn't trust his teacher to give him the oral Torah accurately. He didn't trust his parent to give him the Torah accurately. The relationship is the same. Is there trust or isn't there trust? Mamad Har Sinai, where the Jewish people said Nasa V'Nishma, was the ultimate expression of trust. We trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we just committed to whatever He wanted, whatever He would say later. We knew that we could. Nasa V'Nishma is creating the Chibur, Uvo Chulam Bivris Yachad, to connect with Hashem. You can only connect with somebody else with that ingredient of trust. And that was what we did, that was what we achieved then at Har Sinai. And we can understand that we achieved that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the heels of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. We came together. We came together. How do you come together? We came together with trust. You can't come together with somebody without trust. It's a prerequisite to coming together. It's the result of coming together. So Klal Yisrael came together with trust, and then we were able to express trust towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that's bringing us back to before the Chet, where the seeds of distrust were planted by the Nochash, by the snake, making us not trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then ultimately not trust each other. This idea is very visible in the bracha that we say over the Torah every day. Besides the regular Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning, we also say another thing which qualifies in certain contexts as Birchas HaTorah, which is the bracha before we read the Shema, the parshiyos of the Torah that we're to read every day. Ava Rabba, where we speak about the great love which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for us, that He taught us the Torah, and listen to what it says. Bavur aviseinu shebotchu v'cha, because on account of our forefathers who trusted in You, batilamdim chukei chayim, and You taught them the laws of life. So You should be gracious to us and teach us. You see how it formulates it. They trusted in You and You taught them the Torah. Why does it say that? Because Hashem taught us the Torah when we said Nasa V'Nishma, which was an expression of trust. If Torah is the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connection has to come as a result of the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, without trust, there is no connection. Therefore, in this bracha of Torah, we speak about Shabbat Chuvacha. We speak about that trust in Hashem, which was expressed in Nasa V'Nishma, and which brings us back to the pure world, the world of Kairam Achet, which is a world of pervasive trust. it's worth extending this idea a little bit further, because there's a remarkable twin to this Gemara, to the Gemara that we learned in Maseches Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Maseches Ksubos. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud on the at the very end of Maseches Ksubos, the famous Agados about Eretz Yisrael, a story again which is a twin to the story in Maseches Shabbos. Ahu Tzeduki. There was a tzeduki, that tzeduki, the same tzeduki. The context here was that Rabbi Zeira was going on Aliyat Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira, famously, the Gemara speaks about in different places, that he moved ultimately from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. When he went, and he arrived on the east bank of the river, he couldn't find a boat to get across the river. He couldn't find a way of passage. So it says that Rabbi Zeira, who was no spring chicken, he crossed over on a very tenuous bridge. And the tzeduki observed him, and he said, "Ama Peziza, you're from that hasty nation that you put your mouth before your ears." The same critique that we had in Maseches Shabbos. But there it made sense. There Rava was engrossed in the learning of Torah, and it's the sugya, they're talking about the acceptance of the Torah. And he says, you know, you put your mouth before your ears, nasa before nishma, that's your acceptance of Torah, now you're doing the same thing, you know, killing yourself to study Torah, squeezing the blood out of your fingers. But here, why is he speaking about it here in the specific context of going to Eretz Yisrael? Interesting, he answers, and he says, of course I'm in a rush. This is the place where Moshe and Aaron didn't merit to go. Do you think I'm so confident? So I have a chance, I'm going. I'm rushing to go to Eretz Yisrael. How does this connect? Well, we know that the Jewish people, why didn't we get to Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Chet HaMeraglim, because of the sin of the spies. What was their Chet? They didn't trust. It was clearly a Chet of Bitochen, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Dvarim, "Uvadover hazeh inchem maminim b'Hashem Elokeichem." You don't trust in Hashem. Hashem said it's a beautiful land. Hashem said it's a land you'll be able to conquer. But we resisted, and we were worried. We didn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Badavar hazeh inchem aminim. If we go more specifically, the Gemara says that this was the place that Moshe and Aaron didn't get to. When Moshe and Aaron didn't get there, as you saw, why didn't they get there? Because of the Meimariva, because of the waters of strife. What does it say there? Yan lo hemantem bi, you didn't trust in me, lagdi sheni. So whatever the meaning of it, beyond the scope of this discussion right now, but it's characterized as a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what kept us out of home. It kept us out of Eretz Yisrael. We went into Golos. We were mired in the Golos of the Midbar for 40 years because we didn't trust. Just as we were sent out of the first Gan Eden, we were sent into the first Golos because we didn't trust. And so, if the key to acceptance of the Torah and that form of closeness to Hashem is through the trust expressed in Asa V'Nishma, the key as well to getting to Eretz Yisrael is through the trust of Nasa V'Nishma. This really brings out something beautiful, because in that same bracha of Ava Rabba, where we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the love that He has for us, and that we trusted in Him on account of that love, and He gave us the Torah, we continue in that bracha and we say, Hashem should bring us in peace from the four corners of the earth. Bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Because we trusted in your great name, an awesome name. So let us rejoice in your salvation. Again, bitochen, in the same bracha of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, if He loves us, we can trust Him. But trust is again expressed first as a key to Vatlam Neim Chukichayim, to Hashem teaching us Torah. And now, to Hashem bringing us l'artzeinu, me'arba kanfes oretz, bringing us l'artzeinu. And we would note that here we speak about the Jewish people coming together. V'avienu l'sholim, me'arba kanfes oretz, bringing us together for a vayichan, to be like one, to be in one place. That trust in each other is the beginnings of the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two things are fundamentally related. I would note that this as well brings out something beautiful and fascinating. If we see this connection and we realize that trust is at the core of our being unified as a people, which is a prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah and a prerequisite for us coming together to Eretz Yisrael. We have to be brought together to come to Eretz Yisrael, solving the pizur, solving the dispersion of the Jewish people, as the Maral says, is one of the basic elements of Geula, bringing together those who have been driven apart. So, you know, that is there, and that is a connection, an inherent connection, the chibur, the connection of the Jewish people to Torah, the connection of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. They both come from this ability to connect to Hashem, which is a connection of trust, which feeds off of the relationship between people, a relationship of trust. But it's on display again in this Yom Tov of Shavuos, because we celebrate this Yom Tov as Man Matan Torasenu, the time when Hashem gave us the Torah, the festival of Nasa v'Nishma. But it's also called the Yom HaBikurim, the Chag HaBikurim, the festival of the first fruits. This is when you could start bringing Bikurim from the new products. And Bikurim is the mitzvah of praising Hashem for the gift of Eretz Yisrael. How is it that the one Yom Tov, this Yom Tov that's celebrated on the 6th of Sivan, celebrates both receiving the Torah and the gift of Eretz Yisrael? The unifying theme amongst both of them is Bavur Aviseinu Shabbat Chuvacha. It's that Gemara in Shabbos and that Gemara in Ksubas. It's the trust in Hashem, the Nasa v'Nishma, that took us to the unknown of the land of Eretz Yisrael and took us to the unknown of the acceptance of Torah. But we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He would bring us to the right place, that He would not burden us with something which we couldn't stand, but quite the opposite. In this context, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is a celebration of Torah, and it is a celebration of coming to Eretz Yisrael. But what those two are unified by is that it's a celebration of trust, of Nasa v'Nishma, of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we can connect to Him, we can become close to Him, trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to live in a world of trust. Like Adam and Chava, who created a world of distrust with Hashem and then with each other. We have to create a world of trust in each other and therefore in Hashem. You have to all realize that kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu, we're all the children of one person. We're all kol Yisrael, atzmeinu uvesareinu. We are, you are our flesh, our bone, we're all together. And as such, we don't have to worry, we don't have to compete. We can only be together. I want to just conclude and mention that it is well known, it's a mesorah shigura b'fi kol, I don't know where the first source for it is, that it's recorded. But it's fairly recent history. And that is that in the yeshiva of Pressburg, of the Chassam Sofer, on Shavuos morning after they learned Torah, when they daven Shachris, they would say the bracha of Ava Rabba for an hour. That's what's written. Ava Rabba is a bracha of the love of the Torah, a prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put in our hearts to learn it, to hear it, to learn it, to teach it, to know it, to fulfill it. Ava Rabba Aftano, the same Libeinu Lavel Yuras Mecha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavin Lahaski Lishmei Alumei Lulami, to know, to understand, to teach every connection to Torah we pray for. And in the Yeshiva of Pressburg, they prayed it intensely for an hour, repeating phrases to plead and to express the love of the Torah. And at the same time as well, in that bracha of Avienu L'Sholem Yarva Kanfesoretz, to express that love and that hope for the Jewish people to come together in Eretz Yisrael. It's with the Ava, with the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, v'mikamcha Yisrael ve'echad b'aretz. Together, as one, we're able to connect. Uvo chulon, v'vris yachad. We come together with a covenant, together as one, na'aseh v'nishma amru ke'echad. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to see each other indeed as brothers and sisters, to recognize that we don't have to have our eyes open, we don't have to worry, we don't have to cast furtive glances, fearful of each other, that we're there for each other, that we care for each other, that we're working together, Bezos Hashem, to stand again at our Sinai, to return to Eretz Yisrael, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute bitachon, with absolute trust. Kivshem kachacha hagadol batach v'aner batach v'nagil v'nismecha b'shua secha.